When a person is in a relationship, it's bound to be an argument. Not all people agree with each other on everything. That's what makes people so unique. Today, I'll be interviewing two people telling a story about a night that's made them mad at each other for quite some time. Each telling their own story about what happened that night. I do hope you enjoy listening to this podcast. Thank you. Alright, so begin. Okay. Tell me the story.
The decision that I made, almost had to be made, was forced to make. It was very unexpected and unfortunate, but I'm glad that the right decision was, in the end, the decision that I made. This happened a while ago, less than a year ago. Mm-hmm. Woke up, and my day was going by. That evening, I was going out somewhere. I was going down to the arcade with a friend, a significant other. And we discussed the night before the time that we were meeting up to go down to the arcade. And I got dressed and I was waiting for him because he's going to meet me at my house. And the time was 6:30, which he was supposed to meet. And 6:30 comes, and he's not there. So I told myself, give him more time. Maybe he's down the block, or maybe he's getting off the trolley, or the train, or the bus. He's here. He's close by. So I gave him more time. And after a while, I got very impatient. So when he finally decided to come, I didn't really bring up the issue about him being late, because I thought that I just wanted to get where we had to go, wanted to go, and I wanted to have a good time. And that was the whole point of us meeting. So I didn't say nothing. You were on our way to your arcade. You got your arcade. Got the feel that I really wanted to say something. And I thought that...
Say something about being late?
About being late. I really thought that, you know, it was a good time. And I really kind of had to ask myself twice. Instead of just going and just attacking it and not knowing what was going to happen after I did. So... I really was in a funky mood, and I really didn't want to have a good time anymore. I didn't want to be there anymore. I just wanted to leave and pretend like it never happened.
Because of him being late?
Yes, of him being late, yes. He kind of spoiled my evening a little bit, yes. So, I am feeling very irritated and upset, and then leave. I'm walking with him, and then I bring up the issue about him being late. Then I told him how I felt like it was kind of like ignorance that you were late. And then he gave me the excuse of why he was late, which was because of the bus and which was because of this and with that. But I'm thinking, like, if instead of being on time, you could have got there early. You know, I think that would have been more, it would be smarter a little bit. Instead of being on time, be there early. You know. And then I just had it. I couldn't control. It really upset me to the point where we were out downtown walking and talking, and I really just got upset. And I walked away from him all the way down the street. And then he texted me something.
While you were still with?
No, I walked down the street. I wasn't nowhere near him. Then he texted me something. And text me, thanks for wasting 2 hours of my entire life. That's what he texted me. That's what he said. He texted me. And I thought about that. I thought about, that's when you cross the boundaries. That's where you should have never went.
And explain why he crossed the boundaries. Like, what made
him? Because I'm basically kind of ruined his evening too. The fact that I really didn't want to have a good time after he was late. No point of being late, but he didn't know that I felt that way until he left the arcade. And I kind of explained to him and told him how I felt about the whole thing. And I really thought about that. And I thought about, just keep yourself together, you know. Just don't let him get you upset or more upset than he already made you. Then I go back to him and I explain to him. And I ask him, what is this? And he told me that's how he felt. And I'm like, are you serious?
So he felt the same as you.
He didn't feel the same as me.
Oh, so you're saying he felt different. He felt different.
He felt different. He didn't really care at all. And that's why he said he texts what he texts. He didn't care. So I'm like, oh man, I'm ready to go now. At this point, I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to get this night over with. And then I made my final decision of leaving. And then I'm checking my pockets to see for my token to get on the bus. And I realized during the arcade, I had the tokens in my pocket to put it in the game. And I put the same token that I used to buy the bus, and I put it in the same pocket that I put the tokens in. And I realized that I wasn't really paying attention to the token, and I actually put it in one of the machines. So then the situation got worse. I didn't have no way of getting home. So I'm like, oh, I can't believe it. So I'm like, really though? So he gives me $2, and I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. He gives me $2 actually before the whole situation went down when we left the arcade. Because I realized that when I was walking out, I went to check my pocket for my token and it wasn't in there. So that's when he gave me the $2. And I'm like, I'm so pissed when he said, when he texted me, and I can't think straight.
Did he have like an attitude, or he didn't have a problem giving you the $2?
No, he didn't have a problem giving me $2 at all. He didn't. But you want to know what I did with that $2?
You spent it?
No. I was so irate at that moment. I was so pissed. We were out downtown. I didn't care who was around. I didn't care who was staring, who was not. I didn't care about anything. I was upset, and I felt like lines were crossed. So what I did is, I'm like, can't you give me $2 to get home? And I'm like, I'm reaching into my back pocket. And what I did is I look at the $2, and I threw it in his face, and then I left. But I'm realizing the fact that was my car fare, so I'm like, oh crap, I'm really done. Like, no, there's no way I can get home now. So I'm like, all right, I'm checking my pockets. I brought my ATM card with me. So I went over to the supermarket and got some cash back. And I ended up going to actually make it at home, because I was smart thinking to bring my card.
So how do you think you would have got home if you didn't bring it?
I probably would have walked. Yes, I would have walked. And after that moment, for the whole week and a half after that happened, I hadn't talked or seen him in that whole week and a half.
Did he try to call you?
Did he try to call me? He might have. I believe he texted me and he called me, but I didn't reply to him. I didn't answer. I didn't want to talk to him. I didn't want to see him. I didn't want him. I didn't want to be with him at that moment. I thought that we were done. We were done. You know, we were done. So about a week and a half after that moment happened, I haven't talked to seeing him. So I'm at home, laying at home in my bed, and my phone is having problems charging. So I have to kind of rig the charger on the phone to get it working, wrap it around the phone and put rubber band on it. Yes, I didn't have to do it because that was the only way my phone would charge. And when I'm doing that, he called me. And then...
You were shocked?
No, I wasn't shocked because he had called me before. And I knew back in my head he wouldn't stop calling if I answered. So I just, out of no reason, I just picked up the phone. And I said hello. And he tells me he's outside my house. So I get up, I go outside, and he's standing out there. And I didn't say nothing to me. He's asking how I was doing. And I said, I'm doing fine. He's telling me how he's at work and he was on his lunch break.
She was just talking about the day.
Yeah, he didn't really like get too much anything, you know. So I just said, fine. And then I kind of didn't have anything to say to him.
So it was like an awkward moment?
It was awkward. It was just very quiet, silent. Wasn't nothing being exchanged.
Words weren't being exchanged.
No words didn't being exchanged or nothing. I didn't have anything to fill with him. I didn't have nothing to say to him whatsoever. And he went back to work. And I think he might be running late. I went back in the house. And then that was it.
things went back to normal between
you? We talked about it. We eventually talked it out. And I explained to him how he crossed the line when he said that. Because it kind of hurt me a little bit. Because even if he felt that way, the fact is that I was feeling upset about something and two wrongs don't make it right.
And you look at it the way he handled it.
He handled it very poorly, I believe. I believe he handled it in an uncaring way. You know, say that to me, like I'm a stranger, like I'm somebody he just met. You know, we were fresh. We were beginning. So it wasn't really enough to expect. But I guess that's what they say, expect unexpected. That's what they mean by that. I didn't expect that whatsoever. And it shocked me. It really did. I really had not been that angry and pissed at anyone in a long time. And it took me there. It really did.
So now you're okay with it?
It's fine. We're still having what we're having right now. Like, and I still remember that. That's how traumatic.
I got a scale of 1 to 10. How far do you think you crossed it?
I think it's a 10.
Complete 10.
A 10. If I could, I'd say 20, but you only said 10. Okay? Yeah, he definitely crossed the line. Definitely crossed the line.
So. Has he apologized?
He has apologized. Huh.
At least he apologized.
At least. Yeah. I guess the whole week and a half, he had time to think about it. You know? I guess the fact that we weren't together at that point, that period, that duration, it kind of really hit him to the point where he knew he was wrong. He was dead wrong. And I guess that's how he came to apologizing. So, yeah.
Now heading into part 2 of podcast.
We were planning to go out to the arcade. So, I started to hear the phone, this up to me, and yeah, made plans. So, she got up for work and she was at home and everything. I walked over to the bus stop. The bus was actually taking a little longer, so I texted her, let her know that I might be running just a tiny bit late. So, once I got on the bus, I let her know. Got off the bus, walked on over towards her house. When I was at her house, then once I got near her house, I texted her that I was outside. She came out, and she seemed visibly annoyed. The thing is, I actually showed up about maybe 10 minutes late. You know what you normally plan? You should have 10 minutes. I didn't think about 10 minutes. About 8 minutes. Somewhere around that area. And she seemed visibly annoyed and everything. So, you know, I was trying to talk to her, but she was I don't know. Anyway, we walked over to 79, and while heading towards 79 stop, the bus went by. So ended up having to wait a little bit longer for the next bus. Once the next bus got there, we took that to the grocery line. And from the grocery line, we hopped on the American Frankfurt line. The entire time, she still seemed pretty annoyed and not too responsive. I was late. And because I was late, she mentioned that I was wasting a little bit of her time during that time. So, while heading over to arcade, we got there and we were just playing games and everything. But the entire time, she was still upset even though we were playing games and everything. At that point, I was just a bit annoyed because she was annoyed. And a little bit frustrated because she was frustrated. And so I was so what's wrong? And she said, I was she asked me what was wrong. And I told her how I was feeling and everything. I said, well, I feel like this entire night sort of felt like a waste. Because we didn't have as much fun as we were trying to have. And she was a bit upset. And at one point she just said, "No, Jasper, I'm just heading home." So she started heading home, and I was actually a little bit worried because she said she didn't have much money. So I tried to give her money so she could get home. And then she went towards her way. And at the time, I was like sitting there waiting because she said she was going to leave. And I was just like sitting here. Then she turned around and came back. And she sat on the bench with me and we were like talking for a few seconds. But she was like a little annoyed. At this point, hit a point where she was like frustrated at me saying that the night was a waste. So we were like talking, and the talking sort of escalated to somewhat of an argument, I'd say. And then she like threw the money that I gave her in the face. And then we went our separate ways. But no, I was gonna say, did you feel some type of way when she threw it? Oh yeah, of course I was like agitated and angry, but it's like, sure, just that sort of thing.
Oh, like, you think she like crossed the line? She could have just said something along the way, or
I mean, I do feel like she did go pretty far with that. Throw money in her face.
So she just crossed the boundary.
Yeah. Yeah, crossed the boundary with the line there. But yeah. I was texting her, she was texting me. The thing is, in one of the text messages, I feel like I might have crossed a line there. Because I was saying, like,
I can't remember what she said.
I thought you crossed the boundary.
Yeah.
Crossed the line there. Yeah, at that point, we didn't talk for like 2 days, maybe 2 to 3. But around that amount of time. And eventually we did talk, and then we reconciled, and we talked about it. Eventually we took differences.